this somewhat outrageous claim by Jesus, and it is a little bit outrageous if you hear this. How could this be? That whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, we will be given. That seems extremely generous and a little bit crazy on his part. That whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, we will be given. This is what we call expectant faith. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to expect God to give. Why? Because he's revealed to me that he's extremely generous. In fact, infinitely generous and infinitely creative. So I might as well tap into that. He said it. He is it. And I think there's a deep longing in his heart to say, do that. Ask, expect, and watch what I can do. You know, there's two reasons that we don't receive. Number one, we don't ask. If we're not asking, and I mean for everything, then we don't receive. You miss, what, 100% of the shots you don't take, right? We got to ask. This is an invitation from Jesus to say, ask, ask. In my name, of course. And therein lies the second condition is this, is that we have to be, when what we ask for, it ends up being aligned with the desires of Jesus and his Father who are perfectly aligned, then it will be given. Well, Father, I don't know perfectly the desire of the will of the Father or Jesus. Neither do I. But you know what? I'm going to start asking. And if I ask a million things, percentage-wise, even if I'm 50% there, I'm going to have 500,000 more little gifts from the Father than I wouldn't have had if I hadn't asked. We don't have to figure out his will. He doesn't expect that. That's not easy for us. But he's saying, ask. Keep asking. I know you don't know everything that you need, but ask. If you think you need it and you want it, ask. If you want a new Maserati or Lamborghini, ask for it. I can almost guarantee that you will not get it. Because the loving Father might say that will probably harm you or fill you with so much pride that it will not be good for you. I'm not giving it. But if you want healing, and that's precisely what God the Father, through his Son, wants to give you, or your spouse, or your son or daughter, and you ask for that very specific healing, and it aligns with his will, and he doesn't want the suffering to be the means to holiness, but actually the healing and revealing of his power to be the means to your deeper faith and mine, then it will be granted. That's why some healings happen and some don't, but we got to ask. For everything, ask for the Maserati. But don't be disappointed when you don't get it. It's not so much a game, but it's a journey of a relationship, right? Father, you know what I need best. I don't know what I need best, but I'm going to ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, with expectant faith, and when there's alignment, God gets to do what he wants to do, which is fill us with his gifts. But he needs us to ask. And if we do it in Jesus' name over and over again, the alignment of wills will begin to happen. And then someday, magically, we might just end up asking for everything that God wants to give us that we truly need, and we won't be asking for a Maserati. But we'll be asking for the things that matter. We must ask, beg him for everything. It keeps us in relationship with him. And that's the most important thing. And then we will receive what we need. Whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, we will be given. So let us, dear brothers and sisters, be good, faithful, expectant beggars today. It's our role, it's our relationship, it's our identity before the Father, loved. But we must beg.